Good morning. This is your Wellness Wake Up Call with Kristen Bogdonis, nutrition and wellness educator for University of Illinois Extension, serving Rock Island, Henry, Mercer, and Stark counties. Did you know there are more than 100 types of arthritis? Overall, arthritis is one of the most widespread health conditions in the United States. It affects about 1 in 4 adults, but in our rural communities, it's 1 in 3. Currently, over 54 million people have doctor-diagnosed arthritis, and this number is expected to rise. In fact, by 2040, that number is projected to increase 49% to over 78 million people. That's nearly 26% of all adults. To recognize this toll on Americans' health, the Centers for Disease Control, the Arthritis Foundation, and other partners observe Arthritis Awareness Month each May. So we have a special guest today. Joining us is Diane Reinhold, nutrition and wellness educator with Illinois Extension, serving Joe Davies, Stevenson, and Winnebago counties. She is a registered dietitian and is here to answer some frequently asked questions and to share her insight on living well with arthritis. Good morning, Diane. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So the first question I have for you is, what is the most common type of arthritis and whom does it affect?
Arthritis can occur in people of all ages, including children. The most common type of arthritis is osteoarthritis. This is sometimes called degenerative joint disease or degenerative arthritis, and it is the most common form of arthritis, but it's usually only found in adults. Osteoarthritis can affect any joint, but more commonly affects our knees, hips, our lower back, neck, as well as the small joints, like those found in our fingers and at the base of our thumb and even our big toe.
All right. Well, the second question then is, how can our diet and our food choices ease the symptoms of arthritis?
It is important to understand that inflammation is a major factor when talking about arthritis. Therefore, consuming a diet rich in anti-inflammatory foods can help ease some of the inflammation process. It may even help relieve some of the joint pain associated with arthritis. So what does this mean? It means consuming a diet rich in fruits and vegetables because they're high in antioxidants. When you're eating your fruits and vegetables, remember, you should get at least 5 servings a day, whether you're eating fresh, frozen, or even canned. Also, it's important to incorporate green tea because that's another great source of antioxidants. Consuming a diet rich in omega-3 fatty acids can also help reduce inflammation. Plant-based foods that are rich in omega-3s include walnuts, flax seeds, chia seeds, and soybeans. If you're looking for animal sources of omega-3s, try incorporating salmon, herring, and lake trout because these, again, are high in omega-3s. If you're wondering how much fish you should consume, health authorities such as the American Heart Association recommend consuming 3 to 4 ounces of fish twice a week. So you're getting on average 6 to 8 ounces of fish. The American Heart Association also recommends reducing saturated fat because saturated fat contributes to the inflammation process.
All right, great. And the last question I have for you is, what type of exercises work best for people with arthritis?
That is a great question, Kristen. When anyone's dealing with pain or decreased mobility, the thought of having to exercise can really seem daunting. However, research tells us exercise is actually good for those with arthritis. Regular physical activity will help keep your joints healthy, making movement easier over time. Increasing movement each day is key. Sometimes starting too fast and doing too much can cause injury. So incorporating 3 10-minute sessions throughout the day will be just as beneficial as 1 30-minute session. Of course, on the days that you feel better, you can increase the amount of time that you're active, and or you can increase the type of activity you're engaging in. When engaging in physical activity, it's extremely important to warm up first. This will help reduce the risk of injury and joint stiffness. You can simply warm up by walking 3 to 5 minutes before you begin stretching. Warming up is important because you're going to raise your body temperature, and that's going to increase blood flow. This will help loosen up your muscles. Stretching is equally important. Simple stretches can ease joint pain and stiffness, as well as improve flexibility and your range of motion. Another important activity to include is strengthening activities. These activities will help build and maintain the muscles around your joints, which will help ease the burden on the joint itself because the muscle can help support the joint. Aerobic activities are another essential aspect to your exercise routine. Of course, this doesn't mean you have to go and run a 5K, but aerobic activities such as brisk walking, swimming, and gardening are very beneficial. Remember, aerobic activities will cause your breathing and your heart rate to increase. When exercising, some discomfort's normal. However, it should really be minimal. If you experience more discomfort or a sharp pain, stop. You may need to decrease the amount of time or the intensity of your workout. And if you haven't exercised in a while, talk with your healthcare provider before beginning a new exercise regimen. You want to keep in mind safety, so always check.
Thank you, Diane, for all of that great information. It's really nice to hear from someone who has been working with people affected by arthritis and how simple lifestyle changes can greatly improve these painful symptoms.
Thanks, Kristen.
Diet and exercise is not only important for managing arthritis, but many other chronic conditions as well. For a recording of today's episode and a list of reliable resources on health-related topics, visit wvik.org/wellness. This has been Kristen Bogdonis, Nutrition and Wellness Educator for University of Illinois Extension, serving Rock Island, Henry, Mercer, and Stark counties. Wellness Wake Up Call is produced by WVIK in partnership with University of Illinois Extension and sponsored by the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center and the Planning Center in Moline.